The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Monday, December 26, 2012. It's Wednesday. I did it again. Yesterday, my little boy says to me, "Dad, it feels like Sunday."
Every day.
It's his fault. But friends, it is Wednesday, December 26th. I hope you had a good Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's the Patriot with the red, white, and blue. And he's got the tricorn upon his brow. His head.
Fight for liberty.
If you'd like to check out my Facebook, yes, it's a great logo. Yeah, but again, friends, if you'd like to be my friends or my friend, depends on if you like to be a public person or not, go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, friends, 1-877-807-9977. Do not wait until the last segment. Mm-hmm. We only have 1 hour. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because I'm very interested. And I really want to know. Please,
know.
Come on. Tell me.
It's a terrible place to be when your brain turns somebody else's head. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook and like the page. We've added multiple likes just over this weekend and this past show on Saturday here. We also have a phone app. Many of you are saying, I can't get you on an AM/FM station in my area. Download the phone app. It's right on the homepage of our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on that little app button, and you can have Sons of Liberty Radio 24 hours a day.
It's very cool little app. It really honestly is. It's
very easy, very interactive.
People say, how do I hear from you? How do I, you do an event, and they want to know, how do I hear your radio show? Get
your
phone
cell
out.
Phone,
that's right.
That little smartphone and just click, click, click.
That's all you have to do.
Speaking of people clickety, commenting.
Clickety, lickety, split.
On Sons of Liberty Radio, that's on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Ted Mayer just commented. Now, this last column that you did, Riley, on World Up Daily, mass shootings, who started the fires, has gone like wildfire and continues to go. And, of course, it's the time right now for that.
Yeah.
The more we do to you, said Dr. Joseph Mengele or Mengel or whatever it was.
You're American. That's okay.
And we quoted him as a German SS officer saying, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it.
Yep.
That was an SS officer. A gentleman on Facebook named Ted said he was not just an SS officer. He was a wealthy supporter of the Reich and a principal initiator of human experimentation in the areas of surgery, genetic alteration, and vaccines. He was indeed a beast of monumental proportion.
Yep.
And anything he had to say is worthy of our attention so as to prevent a reappearance of his.
Well, if you want to hear from the devil, just listen to the Third Reich.
Oh, my goodness.
But what's interesting about that, the man was known for jumping on pregnant women to induce birth. I mean, just horrendous
stuff.
Sick, unthinkable stuff. And friends, this is where you need to understand criminals. Especially in governments, this is what you really need to understand. Mm-hmm. They do the unthinkable because they think that they could never. They want you to believe that you could never. They could never do anything as horrendous as they do. Well, we found that out in the 30s, and when we look at history, we can see. Wait a second, that's all they did was the unthinkable. I mean, they had he had some people, some women on his right, the Third Reich, that were overseeing these POW camps. Mm-hmm. She was skinning people that had tattoos, and she was making, lampshades. Mm-hmm. It gets weird, friends.
These are monsters.
Oh, beyond. And unthinkable stuff, friends. You have to understand that people will do the unthinkable, and that's the reason you're seeing your present administration act the way that it acts, because you believe for some reason, or you're taught to believe, that they could never do something like that. You need to understand they weren't taught the way that you're taught. They think they're above the law. You've always been subject to the law, and there's quite a difference in that mentality.
And that's where we need to learn. In the column that you wrote, Mass Shootings, Who Started the Fires, on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, explains that you need to think about these things. Yeah. Because as Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it.
And I must have struck a chord. What do they say when you're over...
When you're over the target,
they shoot.
That's right.
And what are these people known to do but shoot and shout, these communist socialists that work for Media Matters? Well, they did. And what's interesting is I read the article this morning again, and I noticed that they conveniently omitted what they wanted to omit. Of course, this is what they always do, especially when it comes to the crimes of the administration.
Yeah.
But he made sure that I was linking things to Adolf Hitler with this administration, which, in fact, I never did. I was contrasting mm-hmm. them, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole article was based off, lay your candor, you decide. I made no statement whatsoever mm-hmm. as to what I was thinking, but I did show you the fruit of what people in government have done in just the last 20 years, and they have been found guilty of the very crimes that people are speculating they may be guilty of again.
Right. Including school shootings.
But what they did, it was outlandish. I couldn't even... No, we were over the top of the...
Of the mark zone. The target.
Exactly.
Right over the top.
Man,
oh
man. But you know what? Their little pea shooter didn't work, did it?
Pew, pew. Christina Thompson commented on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, if the White House wants more gun control, they should set the example and get rid of theirs.
That's right.
Agreed.
That's right.
Also, London Douglas Taylor, we told you guys about these pictures that we put with quotes.
Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. George Mason, I'm sorry, said that in the 1700s.
Helped pioneer the Bill of Rights. Don't forget, this is the reason we fight the good fight and why we live for them who died for us. Bradley posted a picture at Arlington with that quote. A woman said, I hung a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Amen.
Such a blessing. Thank you, London Taylor.
Good for
Facebook,
you.
Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866- 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Wow.
Intense.
Isn't she being converted?
Jumping right out of my seat.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You had Bradley and Jake. Jake, what were you going to highlight?
All stories on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. We had another story that we posted, actually, and this was outside of what we talked about before the break, but I wanted to give time to this about that Queen James or something like that that created a Bible, a blasphemous Bible.
Yeah.
Well, this particular gentleman brought up a great point, folks. This is Dale Russell. He said, so in line with the King James Version, how many queens were threatened to a beheading before coming to a true queen version? You always know redemption because there's a sacrifice in redemption. Of course, there was no threatening of beheadings or anything like that to come out with this version. Do you know what it cost men to give us the English Bible?
A lot of blood.
Multiple men. Yep. Blood and martyrdom.
Blood. Yeah, as Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said that when he reads the Bible, he sees blood upon every leaf. Yep.
And that's the truth. That's the fact.
That's how we should read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, exactly. So on and so forth, Bill of Rights.
Which was to your thing that you posted
the other
day.
That's just too cultish for me, though, Jake.
It really is.
How's that liberty feeling, though, whack?
Exactly. So the whacks come in without that. And it was just so good for me to see that those folks, and you guys are thinkers, sons of liberties and daughters of liberty.
I like that, yeah.
Dale? The way that you were thinking that through is exactly right. How many queens were threatened to beheading before they came up with this true version? Yeah. Anything that comes without a price is obviously going to be destructive and detrimental. The price ultimately will be your soul.
Yeah.
And that's why when Christ gave his all to redeem our soul.
If you don't live for the blood,
You'll
be condemned by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing in the natural and in the spiritual right now is that blood's going to begin to condemn.
Yep.
And that means you're under judgment now because you're no longer living for what they died for.
Right.
Now you're desecrating what they died for. And what you're doing is you're undoing yourself and you're falling into the pit that you yourself have dug. And you're hastening judgment and condemnation upon your own heads when you do that.
That's right.
The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Can I interject one thought on that, Jake, because you're kind of jumping the gun a little bit. But talking about the Queen James Bible, Queen James friends, yes, you have some people that want to dare the justice of God. They're out there doing it. On the front of the book, it has a picture of a rainbow cross. Now, I don't think anybody really realizes where the homosexuals got the rainbow from. They don't think, do they?
No.
No, the rainbow came after God destroyed.
Yeah.
Because, why did he destroy? That's the real question. He destroyed because of the wickedness of man. And when you look in Scripture, friends, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Okay? Wickedness of man, homosexuality, lasciviousness, carnal lust, fornications, sex with strange flesh, weird stuff. Bestiality,
yep.
Witchcraft, everything that you're beginning to see today. The rainbow was set after God destroyed the world through a flood.
Yep.
And he said, this will be a covenant of peace between me and thee. That covenant was made with the righteous, not with the unrighteous. But look at the homosexuals' use, yep, to their own condemnation. But what's interesting is they're taking it one. Yep. They're just not even, no prudence at all, friends. Just forthright. Assail the kingdom of God, and let's see how far we can get.
Yep. And even in Christ, when God made that covenant, he said, I will no longer destroy the earth by water.
That's right.
The next time I will destroy.
By
fire.
Amen. Amen.
Flaming
That's right.
fire.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, I'm going to heighten the judgment. If you want to play with me, and if you want to see what I mean. Listen, the Lord God of the Bible in Jesus' name has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, friends. But when you pray, you need to understand there's a difference between wicked men and men that don't know wickedness. The mercy is shown to those that have no knowledge between good and evil. They don't quite understand. But the wicked, they know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pray differently in those two particular situations.
That's for sure.
You read the prayers of David and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wicked men know what they do. And I'm telling you what, when you see people begin to dare the justice of God by coming up with a Queen James version,
mm-hmm,
I'm telling you what, you can look at all those translations in the past that people have mocked.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone blind. They've gone deaf. They've gone, some of them died. I'm telling you what, friends, I'm telling you, God is not, he's not to be mocked. And we're about ready to see what he's going to do now, because this is one step too far. And I'll tell you, another joker that did that was Dan Savage.
Yep.
Writing his little book.
He's walking in it.
Yes, he is.
You know what? An interesting point, and I think this is actually a good point. The first act of sin after the rainbow was given to Noah was when Ham looked on his father's nakedness, which brought a curse upon his seed. His seed, Ham's seed, is actually Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where they went to establish.
He was the one that was looking at daddy and shouldn't have been doing it.
God will not be mocked at all. Now, I'm switching a little bit of gear here. Denise.
That's right. And a curse followed.
That's right.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it just shows that God will always repay.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, if you look at, even in Christmas, just as an example, which we just celebrated, all of us, the birth of Christ. That birth of that Savior has been destroying the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
For ages all the way up until now, and will continue until
Amen.
The end of time.
The seed of the righteous is forever, friends, everlasting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see on front of WorldNet Daily just last week, too, during the Christmas season? There were some homosexuals that went so far as to say, Christ coming down on Christmas.
Oh. Smart.
Dude, it's dangerous stuff. By the way, I was talking about Dan Savage.
Yeah.
Obama, Barack Hussein Obama's
right.
handpicked homosexual that's going out there talking to the younger people. And AMTV has hired him on.
It gets better.
As a spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets better. Mm-hmm. That's right. As he assaults anybody that doesn't agree with him. He wrote a book called Skipping Towards Gomorrah.
Skipping.
Listen to that, friends. I don't feel sorry for people like that.
No.
Because he knows what he does.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you what, when you begin to look behind a man like that,
mm-hmm,
there's a criminal majorly.
Yep.
And when you see the cover pulled off men like that, I'm telling you what, the crimes are horrendous.
Yep.
Mark my words.
And you don't, Jesus, I just pray that you reveal your light to him so he can. No, he knows exactly.
Yeah,
he loves when you pray like that.
Yeah.
The enemy does, because
yeah,
he just keeps stepping on you. There's no ground taken. But I do want to talk about ground taken by the Sons of Liberty.
Whoa. Hold on a second. You're on the Queen James Bible,
yep,
okay? So recently, the released Bible translation based off of the King James Bible boasts of being the first ever gay Bible in the world. Listen to this. And this is Obama, too. The first ever.
Mm-hmm.
The first ever. Remember, they just called him recently the man of the year. The
architect
of the new
yes.
America. The first homosexual president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, friends. I'm thrilled to sit back and watch to see how this is going to end up. It's going to end up just like it always has before in the past. And all these supposed atheist communists are going to figure out
mm-hmm.
what we've been saying to them the whole time is what God has been saying for 6,000 years. But let me go back. Titled the Queen James Bible, its publishers argued in a statement that it accurately translates certain verses pertaining to homosexuality, which have been misunderstood by religious conservatives.
Oh,
really?
Just misunderstood, right?
Okay, so yeah. When you're older, you're going to leave your father and your mother, and you're going to cleave yourself onto your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how we all have dads and moms?
So we leave a father and a mother.
And we cleave ourselves to our wife, and God said, replenish the earth.
Yep.
And train up your children in the way. Wait. Let's rewind all the way back. Homosexuals can't do that.
Mm.
Why is that? But they want to be daddies, and they want a wife, and they have a man that acts like the woman, and the woman acts like the man. They know that. That shows you the mental illness right there, friends.
That's right.
But let me go on here. Homosexuality was first overtly mentioned in the Bible in 1946 in the Revised Standard Version. There is no mention or reference to homosexuality in any Bible prior to this. Folks, can I ask you something? Do you see what I'm talking about, revisionists? I mean, who are these people? Let me keep going on here, okay? Only interpretations have been made. It's called common sense, but it was there before 1946. Let me go on. The Queen James Bible addresses those controversial verses by editing them very slightly for interpretive clarity. Mm-hmm. The edits all confirm that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality.
Really?
It
really doesn't.
That must be a convenient rule, mm-hmm. right? Didn't God say something? They'll do that which is right in their own eyes. Yeah, they did. The Queen James has a mysterious background, though, friends. On its official website, no specific publisher is mentioned, nor any editors or translators listed by name. But Amazon, by the way, friends, you need to look into Amazon, and you need to just kind of say, you know what, if you're going to sell stuff like this, enough.
Yeah.
On its Amazon purchase page, the author is listed as God and the contributor as Jesus Christ. I don't know. That reminds me of Wikipedia. How is it that they just go ahead and throw this information, omitted information on people, but they're not liable for defamation? They're not liable to consequence for misinformation or contrived misinformation. And yet we see this all day long. Friends, again, can you show me how this is legal? They want to throw it out there, friends, but they don't want to take credit for it. It sounds like something the devil would do in his little cohorts, isn't it?
Sounds like something that Amazon would partake in.
Sure. So. Heather, will you want to go ahead and add to that a little bit real quick? Queen James Bible.
They put it on. It's up on Amazon, their official website. When you go there, it explains all these different things. And at the bottom, nobody is named. It just says, yours in Christ, the editors. They refuse to put their name.
Well, who would want to put their name to? I mean, since 1946, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And there's also no contact number. There's no address. There's nothing.
Yeah, but they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, don't they? But I wonder how that's going to work. It's like, what, God didn't see me do this?
Yeah.
And, well, God, you didn't see me because I didn't put my name to it. Well, if you're so proud of it, why don't you put your name to it? It's just like the GLBT. How do you get a hold of those people? Yeah. You can't find them online, friends. Mm-hmm. But they can go ahead and assault anybody they want to, can't they, friends? And that's exactly where we're at today.
Play the victim.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. When you get a minute, Revelations 22:19. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
These talents are coming out again. You ever hear those guys who sound like they're burping the whole time?
Yeah.
It's like the weirdest thing.
My favorite
drummers are monster.
The pig squeal.
That's great. That sounds like one of the orcs from Lord of the Rings or something.
It's hard to do, actually.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, come on. I feel that guitar.
You feel that spark a little bit?
It's coming right through the speakers into my ears.
We got the listeners driving on the street right now, shaking their rock fist up in the right.
Liberty!
Yeah. But these guys got brains.
I haven't said.
It's not so much that we have brains, friends. We have hots. You know, it's what's in the hot that really matters here. All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Revelations 22:19. As per our conversation before the last break, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and the things which are written in this book. Yes. God is not to be mocked. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, friends, he shall also reap. And look at history, friends. What are people fighting and kicking up against today? Again, the things of God.
That's right.
And it shows you that he's right. And I've shared this before, but isn't it interesting when someone's like nailing something and they miss, the hammer misses the nail and it hits the thumb, they don't go like, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Buddha.
Oh, Islam.
Oh, coexist.
Muhammad.
GLBT.
No, they don't ever do that, dude. Or what's the other one? Dalai Lama.
No Dalis.
What are some other?
Zen.
Zen. It's Zen. It's not Zen. It's E.
You can make up
one. No, that's okay that you didn't know the difference.
Make them up.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it interesting? They always say the name of my Lord in vain.
Yep.
And the Bible says that the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And in particular, Christians that say they're Christians and act not out their Christianity, it doesn't just mean to use vulgarities.
Right.
I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edification, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Yeah. That has other meaning.
That's right.
That's in Revelation. I'm sorry, Ephesians 4,
those false
25,
Christians.
I believe.
They hit their thumb with the hammer.
But
they use the Lord's name in vain, and then they say, oh, forgive me, Jesus.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that those that speak much of grace, because America talks about false grace all day long, isn't it interesting they speak much of grace, but the fruit of grace is to be found nowhere in their lives?
Right.
Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. You never notice, you never see them abounding. They got the stickers on the back of their car that Christians are perfect, they're just forgiven. How can we never go on to leave the element or the elementary principles of Christianity and go on to perfection? How can we never talk about that? Yet the Bible talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? But anyways, Jake, I got another thing coming up for you, friends. Piers Morgan, I guess the British people don't even want him back. And don't tell me I didn't tell you this before it happened again. Now it's all over the news. But don't, again, friends, tell me I didn't tell you a week before it happened. I did.
A week ahead of curve.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to. Heather, did you want to? Oh, you already shared with that, right? Jake, go ahead. What was your next point? Just stay the course, okay? Because you're really starting to agitate me. You know what my little 4-year-old voice says? Daddy, knock it off. You're really starting to agitate me. Really?
American Daily Herald.
Yes.
Loves to agitate ungodly, un-American people. They just picked up Bradley's column.
Amen.
We've been adding these columns quite a bit.
Is there sugar in it? Then yes.
Yes, and that's what they said.
I want some.
This is the email. Thanks for getting in touch with us regarding Mr. Dean's column. Folks, you're going to find them more and more because we are really pushing this weekly column. It's WorldNet Daily, but it also goes to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and goes to a whole bunch of outlets. This person said with the American Daily Herald, thanks for getting in touch with us regarding Mr. Dean's columns. I think his work fits nicely with our effort to publish the best and most engaging commentary from a constitutionalist, limited government point of view. We're thrilled to be able to add him to our growing list of best conservative pundits. We plan to publish his first submission tomorrow, Monday, Christmas Eve, and we look forward to seeing his byline on future weekly submissions.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate that.
Go find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Another one added to the team, American Daily
Herald. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, friends.
Now,
if we weren't in demand, they wouldn't be picking us up. So we thank you for that.
And we'll continue to feed these off to
Jake, you. You got to really kind of quit slowing your roll here, dog, because we got something good coming up on Piers Morgan.
Oh, dear.
This is going to, I just hope people are close to their homes so they can sit down.
Yes.
Because if they're not sitting down, they're going to fall down. This is great stuff.
If I keep talking, maybe they will sit down.
Well, it's good to hear you once in a while during the hour, but not always.
You
got your allotted
segment.
35 seconds.
Well, I want to tell you about this son, though. This because, you know, we're going to be talking about Piers Morgan, and we remember how Larry Pratt spanked him on
literally
control.
Yeah, I'd have been all over that one. Yep.
Piers is on him. Oh, buddy.
No, that was the karate kick. You got to get the one where he's getting spanked and he's crying.
Oh, yeah, the baby crying. Poor Piers cried. But
no, you can see you can feel his American. Oh, he's polluting the waters, friends. He's taking his European leaving, and he's throwing it. He's attempting to throw it in the American's lump, and it's like, we don't want your lump.
And he's so bad. Why do you think he came here? I mean,
he got fired, Dick,
in Europe.
Just come on, dude. You're stepping into this. He got fired.
Now he comes to
CNN
America.
Hires him on.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly.
Oh, you knew this?
He can come to America.
You knew this?
I didn't know he was fired.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you think? You're better than I am?
No,
what
I'm saying is,
Mr. Holt.
His own country he leaves, but yet he finds refuge at the friends at CNN.
And what is
Why
the difference
is
between European government and American government, said one of our founders, the third president of the United States. His name just be TJ. Thomas Jefferson.
Old Thomas.
The difference between heaven and hell. Mm-hmm. So we got a bunch of hellions coming over to America telling us how it doesn't work.
Finding refuge at CNN.
Attacking our foundations, and CNN hires them. Heather, I got to give it to you. Hey, listen, let's put a pin in it, shall we?
I got my pin.
Jake,
I'm holding it, though.
Jake, let's put a pin in it.
I've got
it.
I will remember the pin.
We'll talk about that later, okay?
Thanks, American Daily Herald, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, so this just released on WorldNet Daily. If you were to go there right now, you'll see it.
Do you think like you're a news anchor or something? She's no. sitting over here. It's like it's her birthday or something.
I just read this and I went, oh, my goodness.
That's great.
This is crazy. Okay. So there's after that appearance of Larry Pratt on with Piers Morgan, mm-hmm. there was a petition on the White House's We the People website, and it asked for a petition. It reads this. It says, British citizen and CNN television host Piers Morgan is engaged in a hostile attack against the U.S. Constitution yep. by targeting the Second Amendment. We Woo! Demand that Mr. Morgan be deported immediately for his effort to undermine the Bill of Rights Amen. And for exploiting his position as a national network television host to stage attacks against the rights yep. of American citizens.
Who would hire him on but CNN or MSNBC? Who else would do it? They already got their whole lot over there in MSNBC yeah. on American yeah, Socialists.
Now, this petition on the website, in order to get a response from the White House, it has to exceed 25,000 signatures.
Why are we asking for a response from the White House? We already know he probably hired the Joker.
Right, yeah. but it's far exceeded it. It's tripled it.
Good.
So, but now there's a brand new counter petition asking UK Home Secretary Theresa May to prevent Morgan from ever moving back to Britain.
Oh.
It says, quote, the petition there
we
says...
We don't want him to say the British.
Man, old Brother Piers, where are you going to go anyway?
Yeah, but that's down south. We're supposed to, like, try the English thing. We don't want anything to do with
We don't want that
here.
Bloody man anyway.
No.
Anyhow.
Away with you.
Away with him.
Make sport of him.
He makes me faint.
Yes.
He's so sick in the head.
But he's pretty emboldened on that television program, isn't he? Yeah. I thought it was pretty... I did...
With all 20,000
of his
listeners.
That he took his spanking gracefully, yes. though. He didn't know when to shut his mouth. And apparently, even his own don't want him back. That's a bad place to be. Where now, I'm not mocking Piers. He just stepped in it, friends, and I can smell it all the way from New York. And from the British. There you go.
Excuse me.
Okay.
The petition read, it says, we got
Did
rid of him.
Did you hear that?
Oh, you like that in your dungarees.
Yes.
Oh, mate.
Go ahead.
Okay. It says, the petition reads, we got rid of him once, and why should we have to suffer again? The Americans wanted him, so they should put up with him. We washed our hands of him a long time ago. Now here's his history.
That's right, friends. This is important. Talking about Piers Morgan,
yep.
the guy that got spanked by Larry Pratt just a week ago. All right.
Before Morgan's coming to CNN, BBC News reported the journalist was fired from his editorial job at the Daily Mirror for publishing fraudulent photographs in May 2004. He has also been implicated in a media phone hacking scandal in Britain.
He's a criminal. Yes. Criminal, friends.
Does it? I mean, that's
See,
where they
sometimes,
go.
Yeah.
CNN. I'm a criminal. Can I get a job? Yep.
Well, we already knew it. Amber Lyon told us that this stuff was vetted yep. and paid for by this administration.
If you're not a criminal, you can't work there. It's kind of like the Detroit City Council back in the day. If you weren't a felon, you couldn't be on the council.
Well, what did Mussolini say? He likes those scoundrels?
Oh,
he
scoundrels.
Trusted those scoundrels.
I prefer the scoundrel above.
Because he could control the scoundrels.
He definitely could.
All right.
Or so he thought. You know, that brings me to the newspaper.
Jake, you're really starting to agitate me, says my little boy.
This is a big concerted effort right now with guns. I shouldn't say big, but it is a concerted effort. There's a few people out there that are lunatic enough. This New York newspaper faces backlash after publishing a map of gun permit holders. Literally took a map, put little pins on all the houses of gun permit holders.
Oh, these are the victims, friends.
Oh,
remember what I told you about the totalitarianism? Yep. That's what you're dealing with. These people, and friends, I want to tell you what. This is violation of law.
Yes,
this is endangering everybody that had the right to bear arms. And they still do, by the way.
What happens if you're a sex offender? You get published in the paper. Yeah, and
but they
show
try
you
to protect them poor sex offenders, don't they?
Right. Now, if you're a gun holder, you get published in the paper and they show you where you live. Likening the two under sex offenders, but this is what happened. You have just destroyed. This is a quote to the paper on Facebook. Do you fools realize that you also made a map for criminals to use to find homes to rob that have no guns in them to protect themselves?
That's right.
You've just destroyed the privacy.
Dude, give them enough rope and they'll do it every single time, don't they?
And this article is explaining the decision to publish the information pointed to the school massacre in nearby Newtown, Connecticut, and the concerns of some residents about which of their neighbors might have firearms. It backfired. People commented back and said, you just printed a map to show criminals where not to go, but all those areas that don't have pins that you didn't mark shows the criminals where to go. Speaking of criminals, a criminal just busted into a home.
Now you're saying, okay, Jake.
Yes.
Next point.
I've got a next point.
Yes.
Speaking of criminals who break into homes.
And friends, just hold on a second because I'm about ready to put the pin back in, okay?
That's true.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get it all out. teenage son of Harris County Deputy Constable opened fire with his father's automatic rifle Tuesday after burglars forced their way into the home. Authorities say the boy, 15, and his sister, 12, were alone. And when the boy went downstairs with the rifle, spotted the two burglars in the living room, he fired several shots and struck the intruders, sent them away, never to return again.
They went to the hospital. They were busted and charged. But yes. You never hear about that through the state room media, do you? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, folks. This next point I got coming up, it's good. It's funny. Is it true, though? You're going to have to decide. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I'm kind of getting tired of that one, too. Hey, let's try a different one right now. Let's just act like we're not live for a second. Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. You got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Is that better? I like that better. I'm really getting tired of that one. Let's change it up a little bit. Yeah, because I know I got a lot of Christian rockers out there. I'm talking about real Christian rockers, the ones that shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell. Amen. Amen. Jake?
Rock it. Rock it.
I think it's important for everybody to understand what we could do if we had more support to do the things that they love about the Sons of Liberty. It's got to go further than just, hey, these guys are really cool and I really like what they have to say and they know the Constitution and the Bible. Yeah, that's great. But without you, friends, we can't do anything. And we need to let you know that we need help from our listeners on a daily basis. I appreciate what we hear. I appreciate your emails. I appreciate the support that we do get. But friends, if you can step in and help us just a little bit further, I'm telling you what, we can reach out a little bit further and we can make a little bit more of a difference because this ministry is looking for the 10 cities that God promised to give them. Mm-hmm. We've done 22 states. We've done 340 high schools. We've done colleges, prisons, campus, tons of tea parties, and so on and so forth. And we got a lot in front of us right now. And by the way, a side note, if you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty, now's the time to do that as well for February.
Yep.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. But back to what I was originally saying. Now, friends, you know that I never ask for finances. I do very rarely. I shouldn't say never. I do rarely. I ask about as rare as hen's teeth, right? Did you know that hens don't have teeth?
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, goodness.
But, Jake, but on a serious note.
I heard Barney Frank doesn't have teeth either.
No, he's got a drool.
I'm just saying.
He's got a drool cup.
Just saying. Those
Come on, Jake. Just go ahead and get to you this year.
You know, there's multiple ways to help us. Number one, booking, like you said, Bradley. If you're a Tea Party leader, you're a church leader, you're a leader that has a group of people that you think could be influenced by this message and that need a little bit of extra fire or maybe need a little bit more encouragement. Because I understand sometimes when you're down in these pits, and we talk with a lot of Tea Party group leaders, I'm the only one doing anything. What does it take to motivate people?
And it's hard on them, too. And folks, we get it. It totally does. You know, I remember Arturius said this. It was stated that he said it. No, seriously. He said there's no worse death than the end of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people just need to be encouraged.
That's right.
In America, let me say this to you. We need to get together. We need to stay together. We need to talk. We need to get away from this divide and conquer. We need to get away from the fear that the state-run media inundates you with 24/7. Because we haven't been given the spirit of fear. And as Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, never take counsel from your fears. I'm sorry, that was that MacArthur dude. But remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said? He said, listen, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. But he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man.
Right.
And this is the kind of encouragement that Jake is talking about. Mm-hmm. And the hope that we can give you, friends, is the truth given, but you must respond to receive the hope.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? They work hand in glove.
You know, and a lot of these people, you can go to our website and read the reports
was that
from
deep?
These tea part. What would I was saying?
I don't know. I mean, I got what I said. I just want to make sure everybody gets it, right?
I would hope so.
The hope is found in responding the truth that is given to you.
There's no hope in just saying, well, I hope.
Yeah.
The hope is going to be fulfilled through what you respond with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What did John Quincy Adams say? He said, do all that you can.
Everything.
And
that's right.
What's that?
Do everything. Do all that you can. That's
right. And then leave the results up to God.
Yep. That's a Christian.
Yep.
Not leave the hoping and the doing and the results up
to
God.
He's on the throne. Oh, we'll Jesus do nothing.
Will do it.
He's going to do what he'll do.
Hallelujah.
Tell that to our forefathers.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Another way you can do it is become a son or daughter of liberty. On the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can become that son or daughter of liberty. It's a monthly program process. We send out newsletters every single week. There's also another way that you can be a part, is becoming a part of our social media team. We have Gideon's Media Army. And that's a way where you can get active on Facebook. Listen, you don't have time to create a lot of the stuff that we do. This is part of what we do. You can just disseminate it among the colonies, if you will.
Distribute. I like
just
that.
Just like the Sons of Liberty did. And
absolutely.
That's also part of becoming a son of Liberty.
Sure.
And finally, if you don't have time to do any of the above three that I've mentioned, you can donate. We're a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
Donate your finances to help us continue doing. Let us bear fruit on the account of your donations.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing for over a decade, and we will continue to do. But folks,
we love being out there amongst the people.
Donations.
We're not a bunch of people in this ministry that just like to sit around. Listen, if we're not out there with our wings spread, I'm going bananas, because it's like when I'm sitting in here doing this radio program day after day after day, it's like, guys, I got to get out there. I got to meet the people. I love being with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's just a part of ministry. Yeah. I don't like people. It's like the professed church today. They like to hide in the church. That's not the church's job. That's the barracks to empower us to go out there for the battle on the front lines and to take it by force, as the Bible properly declares unto us. And what is it to seek and save that which is lost? I have to be out there amongst the people. I love being there with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not out there with the people, you really grow stagnant. And most people love, like for a lot of radio show hosts, they just like to play the rock star sitting behind the mic. It's like, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to just tell you what the problems are. I want to show you how the answers are brought forth. And that is Christianity.
That's right.
And again, friends, it's not about what we take from the world, Christians, patriots. It's what we bring to the world.
Amen.
That's Christianity.
You know,
are you almost done? Because I got to share this with the people.
Yes.
I think they're going to like
this. Let's conclude with this. Many people say, well, you guys are the Sons of Liberty. No, the reason we chose the name Sons of Liberty is because it's the nameless, faceless mass of Americans, including yourself. This is not just about us or our train or our organization.
Oh,
or our
Jake.
Ministry. It is about you becoming
a son or daughter of Liberty. Do it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right-hand side, there's a banner for it. Do it today.
And or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and like us, okay, friends?
Right.
Listen, this is really good. It's funny, but is it true? Nobody can really say. But the story really defines itself. Let me share with you. A standing ovation on a plane, airplane, for tolerance religion of a Muslim passenger. A 50-something-year-old Muslim man arrived at his seat on a crowded flight and immediately didn't want the seat. The seat was next to an elderly white woman reading her Bible. Disgusted, the Muslim man immediately summoned the flight attendant and demanded a new seat. The man said, "I cannot sit here next to this infidel." The flight attendant said, "I'm sorry about this. Let me see if I can find another seat for you, sir." After checking, the flight attendant returned and said, "There are no more seats in the economy, but I will check with the captain and see if there is something in first class." About 10 minutes went by and the flight attendant returned and told the Muslim man, "The captain has confirmed that there are no more seats in economy, but there is one in first class. It's our company policy to never move a person from economy to first class, but being that it would be some sort of scandal to force a person to sit next to an unpleasant infidel, the captain agreed to make the switch to first class." Before the irate Muslim man could say anything, the attendant gestured to the elderly woman and said, "Therefore, ma'am, if you would so kindly retrieve your personal items, we would like to move you to the comfort of first class, as the captain doesn't want you to sit next to an unpleasant person any longer." Passengers in the seats nearby began to applaud. Some even gave a standing ovation. That's how it should be done. Isn't that something?
He kind of flipped on that old brother, didn't he?
It did a little bit. He thought he was going to get the first class, but the captain was looking out for the person he was complaining about.
That's right.
That's how it should properly be.
Oh, those poor infidels, I'll tell you what.
You know what? We got about 2 minutes left of the show, and I never do this. And no, I'm not mad at anybody out there. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, friends. We really do in action and indeed. But in saying that, Jake, I'll give you the next minute and a half. And I'm friends, again, I'm not angry with you. I just want Jake to feel like he's a part of what's going on here. And just a side note, here, listen. His parents pay me really well to have him on the show.
What's that about my parents?
Okay, did you turn him down? Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Jake.
Silence. Testimonials. I want to read some testimonials of events that we've done. This one happened to be from Dr. Gina Loudon. You've probably seen her numerous times on Fox. She does
Politichicks.
Politichicks, yep.
Is it Politichicks?
Politichicks.
She's a very cool lady.
Very cool lady. As a matter of fact, we're going to see her next month because we're traveling down to Southern California. We're going to be with our friends down there and all of you listening right now. It's coming soon. We'll be exiting the snow and coming into the palm trees.
We need snow.
For one purpose only, and that's, again, to spread that message down there. Bradley Dean, this is from Dr. Gina Loudon. Bradley Dean has the magic message that penetrates high school students' most impenetrable misconceptions. And this is, again, speaking of the youth. His unapologetic, pure guts, common sense, cool approach to truth inspires audiences of all ages.
Yeah.
Some people get hung up, well, you know, you guys reach kids. We have like 50 and 60-year-olds. No, it's not a problem. Many of you listening may be 50 or 60. We have no problem keeping your attention. He also said it inspires truth. Truth inspires audiences of all ages and is reclaiming our culture one patriot at a time. You'll be woken up, shaken, and forever changed, Bradley Dean style. I count myself privileged to have encountered truth on the level that he presents it.
Right on, dude.
Gina Loudon.
That's really nice. Thank you, Gina. I appreciate that.
That's what you can experience at any event that we do.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We will talk to you in 23 hours, friends. You got the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. We'll be back. 1 John 3:18, read it. We love you by what we do, not what we say. George Washington said something similar. He said deeds, not words. Deeds, not words.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.